Hello, students, and welcome to the QU TV or QU Media Podcast Network at Quincy University. Students telling our story and your story each week. I'm Michael Wheeler, along with Chloe Knott, Eric Stafford, and Maddie Norris. So we have a freelance show today, really, but I just want to take the time to give words of encouragement to those students who are graduating this semester. Just live these days out to your fullest, man. Like, it's coming up quick. We got a few weeks. I know some of you may have been here for 4 years. Some of you may have just transferred. And the experience that you've had on this campus will be taken with you for the rest of your life. So just embrace your peers and ball out. Real talk. That's all I got to say. But this week, we have another Easter break coming up. I'm glad that we have it. You know, because it's been a stressful couple of weeks. I'm not going to lie. Because graduation is just, they like to throw everything at you at once, especially during the last couple of weeks. But how do y'all feel about this coming up ceremony?
Yeah, it's been hectic just trying to get everything done between, I'm in season with lacrosse now. That's wrapping up. We've only got 1 week left, pretty much. Five games, and just between schoolwork and figuring out what to do after graduation and all of those things. It's been kind of wild, but trying to enjoy it as much as I can as well.
What did you say you were going to do after graduation?
I will be in the States for a couple of months, and then I'll head back home and get a job.
All right. That's the life right there. That's right. The life. So, what about you, Eric? What's up to you?
For me, I guess it's been like up and down, you feel me? So, just trying to, you know, make sure I'm on top of everything with schoolwork and everything. It's kind of been a little bit of easier. I feel like with basketball being over, it makes the process a little bit easier. I have been in contact and got some job offers, so thank God for that. So, just trying to line up and make sure that I'm ready by, like, I want to say June, because I'm going to be moving down to Columbus. And it's a little stressful. It's not stressful, but it's exciting at the same time because I still got to look for, like, an apartment, like, a new car and stuff like that. So, you know, just got to get stuff prepared, make sure that I'm handling my own self, because it's like you're really jumping out to the real world.
Right. So it can really deep in.
It can really be different, especially when you don't have any family out there in another city or whatever. So, and you really, like, on your own, not in college anymore. Like, you know, college has got people put in place to help you get settled in and stuff, like. You really got to figure it out on your own.
It's like that. But what about you, Maddie?
So it's looking a little different for me just because I'm not quite graduating yet. I will still be here next fall. So
would that be your last semester?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to graduate in December. I still have another year in volleyball, and just due to transfer credits and everything, didn't quite get everything transferred over, so I still have a semester's worth of stuff. But the good news is they've kind of, like, bypassed me on some things, so I don't have to stay next spring, but I'm doing double the work this semester, which kind of sucks. But in the fall, I'm literally just going to have to turn stuff in that I've already done this semester, so that's going to be really nice. But yeah, it's definitely extremely stressful for me right now. Yeah. I mean, so much work and so much going on. This has probably been my most stressful semester yet.
I remember having one of those semesters where I had like 7 classes and I was just trying to get everything squished into one semester just so like the upcoming semesters could be just a little bit more easier.
Well, and right now it just kind of sucks because, I mean, as a junior kind of senior situation right now, I should be primarily in my major courses, and I am for the majority of it. But at the same time, I'm also having to take a lab, and I understand we all have to take a lab. But why? Like, can we just talk about, I'm taking an earth science class. Same. Why do I have to take earth science when my major is broadcasting? Like, I'm going to be a news anchor. Why do I need any of this lab work? I'm never going to use it in my life. Like, all of this science stuff, like, yes, I understand we're all in the same boat and we all have to take it. But why? honestly why. No. I'm never going to use it in my life.
I have no clue. I'm a freaking music production and communications major, and I'm like, why? Why am I having to know about?
Let me learn all these rocks. Yeah, let me memorize these like, rocks.
You never know, guys. Acids. Maybe you'll just come across one day and you'll be like, guess what? Yeah, I know that.
I mean, that is a nice flex, though. That is a nice flex. But for me, after I graduate, I do want to tap back in at home, Las Vegas, Nevada. I just feel like throughout these 4 years, I never really got the chance to really dig my claws into the city and, like, squeeze it for what I could squeeze it for. So these coming up years, like, I'm super excited about that, especially, like, going towards my goals and my aspirations and my dreams. I feel like it's a lot that the city has to offer me.
I think it's, like, one thing, too, to, like, realize kind of like what Eric said, but like you're out on your own now. Like, yes, in college it's all brand new. Like, it's the first time you're away from home. It's the first time you're having to do big kid things, but there's a whole new level of that once we're getting out of college. Like, yes, I am a full grown adult at this point. Like, I am a grown adult, but I'm not to the point of having to pay all of my bills. I am not to the point where I've had to learn how to live completely on my own and fend for myself and, you know, do my taxes and do this. Like, I've constantly had people, you know, let's figure this out for your housing situation. Let's, you know, work on this for your class schedule. Let's find how you can get a job in between these things. Like, you've constantly had someone through that whole process, and now all of a sudden it's like, all right, here you go, get out of here, here you go, your time.
Definitely a shock for sure. But I think also that allows like so many opportunities as well, and also just highlights the importance of having a community, even if you're like moving to a new place or something. Finding community to help you out so you're not alone in all those things is super helpful and necessary, I think. I mean, as someone that's come a very long way away from my home, having those people around, whether it's, I mean, at college teammates or, you know, church or anything like that, it can make such a big impact in getting through all the things that you have to do as an adult and being independent, but having a little bit of dependence on those around you.
Just a side note too, in case anyone is wondering, I don't think it's been mentioned, and if you can't tell from her accent, but Chloe's from Australia.
I am from Australia, just in case.
Just in case you didn't get the memo, she is from Australia.
not from St. Louis.
So really on the own. Really on the own. So, and like, just piggybacking off of what Chloe said, like having those people behind you that could like kind of guide you, not really show you, but guide you through the steps that you have to take in order to like handle your business. And then as you get older, like those people are like you have the blueprint. You have the blueprint. So now it's time for you to execute those things yourself. And the best way to learn is to just go out, do it, fail a few times, and then come back, regroup, realize what you got to do, what provisions you got to make, stuff like that, and then do it again. Don't ever give up, especially if it's going towards like your goals or your dreams. Like, there's some stuff people don't just hop out the gate successful.
You'll figure it out. And if you don't figure it out,
trials, tribulations, all that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you'll figure it out. And then if you don't figure it out, you'll find something new. Yeah.
Big facts. But segue into Easter weekend. So Easter is a time for us to remember the death of Christ. If you're religious, if you believe in Jesus Christ, that's you. I do. That's just my personal belief. But it's a time to remember the death of Jesus Christ. But it's also a time to spend with your family. Go out, have Easter egg hunts. When I was a little kid, we used to have those. I stopped having them when I was like 12. Nah, I was still having them. I want to say like when I was eighth grade, that was probably my last Easter egg hunt. But what are some of y'all favorite? So when you open up an Easter egg, what's the candy that you hope to see?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, that's same. Kit Kat or Reese's Pieces for me. Or almond joy. I love almond joy.
I'm not a big chocolate person. What? So I'm the person that always wanted like the Sour Patch Kids Starburst. That's a good replacement. Yeah.
I'm definitely more of a chocolate person. So any chocolate. Fan of dark chocolate. But
what's some things
I do like dark chocolate.
What's some things that only come out around Easter, the little chicks?
Yeah, the puffy peeps. Peeps. Ah, I hate those.
You don't like those?
I hate those, bro.
But,
marshmallows, period. I can't do
yeah.
I hate marshmallows.
I think this year I am bringing back the Easter egg hunt. I'm going to do it with
you
a friend.
You going to do it yourself?
Not just by myself. That would be sad. No, with a friend and her family, I think we're going to go and get back into the tradition of an Easter egg hunt. Nothing better, even as an adult.
That's what I'm saying.
See, like, but now it's so different for me too. Like, kind of like you said, like as an adult. But I'm also finding the joys in like other things. So I'm recently within the last 2 years, I became an aunt, and now I have a niece that's 2 years old and a nephew that is 8 months old. So I got to see like the awe in their eyes. And like my sister, I'm 6 hours away from home, so I don't get to go home often, but my sister sent pictures. They went and saw the Easter bunny cat, is what my niece calls it, the bunny cat. And it's kind of like those pictures, the typical pictures with say Santa Claus or something yeah. of little kids, and they're just like pure terror of this ginormous character. So we got sent their Easter pictures yesterday with the bunny cat, and it was the cutest thing ever because you just have my niece kind of looking at him, side-eyeing him like, sir, what are you about to do? And then my nephew's sitting on his lap like, somebody get me off this man.
Who is this?
Who is this person, this huge animal?
But you being an aunt, you get to see like the process of like hiding the eggs here
yes.
and there. Like,
well, lit. And just them like... Like I said, like just the awe in their face and the like, everything is so new to them. So it's just such a different perspective of what Easter used to be. Right. And like growing up, we all remember those like traditions and those memories. And now it's like those traditions are being lived out through someone else. And I'm figuring out a new right. perspective of that tradition. Mm-hmm. So it's just like so cool to like. That's part of our growing up process right now. Yeah, moving out, but I'm also like getting a whole new side of things as an aunt, getting to watch them run around aimlessly, doing God knows what, trying to find these eggs. But I don't know. It's just so different and so cool. So
yeah, for sure. I think any Easter egg hunt, it would be cool to mic up everyone.
Oh, mic up the little kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mic up the little kids.
Yeah.
Let's do
be
it.
Hilarious.
That'd be super dope. But do y'all remember the famed golden egg?
Yes.
Like, it was like in every
yes.
bag. So like,
and they would have like... $20
Yeah, that's
yes.
okay.
Yes,
okay. I thought we were the only ones that got money because, like, some people they said, "Oh, I just got like a crazy piece of candy or something."
No,
but nah, every
it
time
was a $20 bill or
like
something,
bucks.
And you hit the
bucks.
Jackpot.
Yes, especially being young, a 20 that's like 100.
See, okay, my Nana, she's the best Nana in the entire world, but she had a system. I mean, this woman planned out the Easter egg hunt to a T. So I have 3 siblings, so there was always 4 of us in this Easter egg hunt. So she got to the point where, like, I'm the fastest one in the family, so I would find all of these eggs, but no one else would get eggs. So then it got to the point of, all right, so Maddie, you're yellow, mm-hmm. Kayla, you're pink, Dawson, you're blue, Tanner, you're green. You all have the same number of eggs, and you can only pick up your eggs. So
gotta
then
make
she,
it fair.
Yes, she eliminated any injustice.
And then that last golden
egg. And then
egg,
the last gold the egg last was for egg. Anyone
I
to
remember,
find.
I remember we had one in my grandmama's backyard. It was in a ridiculous place because we was all little.
She put it up in the branches.
Yeah, up in the branches. So we like, bro, how do we get it? But then I remember somebody, one of the, I forget who it was, but they had just pulled up a chair. Boop.
Yeah.
Or
little these like little 4 or 5 year olds are teaming up. Like, you can stand on my back and get it. You get $10. I get $10. Yeah.
Strategy going on.
Come on. Now, them used to be the days, man. Them used to be the days. But moving on. We have stories this week. We only have, it's only four of us. So, yeah, we just going to talk about them. My story this week is talking about social media in today's generation. I feel like social media has created, especially in the 21st century, like it's created a different type of aspect, like a different viewpoint of the world, because some things can be very, very fabricated on social media, which causes other people to view certain things as the truth when it's really not. So the conversation we had, when was it? Was it Friday? Yeah. Conversation we had was just talking about those things, about how people respond to the things that they see on social media. And just a few things of that nature, really. It was Ralph Oakley, Nora Baltner, and I can't remember the last professor's name. I don't know his
Miles,
name.
Miles, I think.
Miles, Professor Miles, yeah. And yeah, it was a great talk. A lot of people had a lot of things to say. And one thing I wanted to talk about was cancel culture. So, like, how someone will post something on the internet that other people find offensive, and they'll try to completely, like, demonize them and ostracize them outwardly to other people, like, saying, like, what he did is deemed unworthy, and he should no longer, or he or she should no longer have access to this platform, or they should not be able to do shows, or they should not be able to come to this city. It's like you gotta like I can't even think of it. But yeah, it's like they just ostracize people based off of how they feel or the things that they said in the past. And I just wanted to ask you guys' opinion on that.
I think it's so tough because I think one of the greatest beauties of the world is that we're all so different. Mm-hmm. God let us have different opinions. God let us have all of these different perspectives. That's what makes us as a human race so unique. So the fact of like what you're talking about, it is sort of frustrating in my eyes, just because I don't believe two wrongs make a right. Two wrongs do not make a right. So when you see all of these people being just as nasty to this one person, right, trying to get them canceled, well, honey, you should be canceled too. Right. You're being just as nasty. So I don't think it's anybody's places to judge those things. Like, I understand the nature of, you know, judgment and rumors. And I mean, we're humans. We're all going to have some of those feelings and opinions at some point.
Right.
But also, we were raised on knowing, like, if you don't have anything kind to say, don't say it at all. Like, I know it sounds so cliche, and it was like such a little kid, like, stigma situation of like that's how you had to teach little kids growing up, but like we're adults now, like you know what you're saying, you know what you're doing, and you're choosing to do these things. So let's just, like, the world needs kindness. Stop being so mean to everybody. Just chill out.
And it'll be like just one thing that just rubs someone the wrong way,
and then they're completely done.
Create a whole cult. Like, I called it a cult. During the conversation.
Absolutely.
Create a whole cult. Like, no, F Russ or F Lil Pump or something like that. Like, bro, it's ridiculous. It's madness. It's all madness.
And we all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be honest. So if you make the mistake,
where's the rehabilitation? Like, where's the lesson? Like, yo, you said this and you offended these such and such people. You need to reassess what you said and then maybe say it in a different way that doesn't harm these people, or just apologize straight up. Just be like, yo, I'm sorry. I was in the wrong place. I was in the wrong type frame of mind, and
we're all still learning too. Mm-hmm. Like, culture is always changing,
right?
Society always changing, so everyone's constantly having to learn. So, like, make it a learning experience
instead of
completely be a hater,
right? Like, exactly, it is really just about learning. Like, of course, people are gonna make like bad choices. And like mistakes and all those things, and they need to be accountable for those, but also being supportive of that person,
right,
in like their growth and
helping
their
them
need
find
for change.
Mm-hmm. Opportunities, right, through it, right, is what we have to do, rather than, like you said, crucifying them
outright.
And then, I mean, everything's just wrong.
Right. Yeah. I'd say that, yeah, I agree with you guys there for sure. I think the only thing that I would maybe add is when those people are being malicious, and I understand like people retaliating, like, you know, when it's dangerous to other people, that what they're saying, you know, is violent or something, or could cause, you know, issues, then, you know, it is tricky with social media, like platforms. We've seen like Facebook, Twitter, like actually take people off their accounts for saying certain things. And I think that's a tricky standpoint too, because like, where do you draw the line of free speech and like hate speech, or, you know, misinformation that could turn people into doing other things that they should not be doing.
Right.
Social media has also created such a different world, in the sense of, on social media, you can take any identity. You can take any like form of talk you want. You're hiding behind a screen. You can type whatever you want to say. But as soon as you get in person, nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to say a word.
Nobody wants to say nothing.
So that is definitely one of the greatest downfalls of social media. It has so many pros, but it definitely has its cons too.
What say you, Eric?
What my feels about social media?
And like the whole cancel culture.
I like the cancel culture a little bit, you feel me? Because I was just looking at a podcast of the day, $1 million Worth of Game, with Gillian Wallow. They had Cam Newton on there. And some stuff do need to be shut down. You know what I mean? Some people need to get put down and, like, reconsider and reevaluate their life a little bit. You feel me? Social media, like Maddie says, is you can take a whole image or whatever and, you know what I mean, making it something you're not. You feel me? Like, I feel like every high school here, JUCO, I done seen guys that I was like, yo, I know they was lames back at their hometown crib, but come to, like, college or whatever and try to make it seem like they top dog. Like, you know what I mean? It's just the way you carry yourself. And I don't know how everybody was raised or whatever. You can kind of tell, like, who faking and who not, you know what I mean, who fraudulent a little bit. So it's kind of easy to tell, like, when you really know. But, yeah, I love the cancel culture a little bit, you know what I mean? Because, and then, you know, I'll support you in the when you come back up if you're doing it the right way.
Right.
You feel me? Sometimes you do need to get knocked down to really get humbled.
Everybody here got to have a humbling situation.
Yeah, right? So I feel like everybody been humbled in their life in some way, some shape. So I feel like I agree with it.
I feel that.
But I do disagree on one situation is if somebody get canceled off verbal speaking, like you might speak on something. And like a lot of people in this generation is still sensitive. And you can't say nothing nowadays. Like the same podcast, $1 million Worth of Game, Gilly, he says something about like Wiz Khalifa working out in like his boxers or something. And Wiz Khalifa, grown man, late 30s, 40 years old, freaking got Gilly account shut down on Instagram. Like you care what a grown man said about you working out in your boxers? Like that's soft, and you supposed to be a gangster rapper or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like it's just, you know what I mean? You can't say nothing nowadays. Like. And that's not even serious. All he did was tell you put some shorts on. Right. Like, it's just people out here. That's one thing I don't agree is people getting canceled for no reason.
Yeah, stuff just like having an opinion about something.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, where's the rehabilitation? I mean, and, like, he could have just DM'd him, like, man, like, mind your business or something like that.
Yeah, instead of stuff like that.
Getting his whole following and being like, hey, yo, holla at Instagram for me, and then we're going to get his account shut down. Because, like, that messes up his money flow.
Yeah, you know, and especially when he wasn't serious, like, he was just being funny. Like, if somebody not serious about it, I feel like...
Everyone's too worried about their reputation. Yeah. Way too worried. And it's all selfish.
Yeah, we see it turn into, like, court cases and all those crazy things just off of, like, just little opinions or differences of opinion. But anything like that.
That's how social media is. Like, they'll take something as truth and run with it. So, like, in your situation, saying Wiz Khalifa working out in his boxes or whatever, like, all these other people will probably think, oh, well, maybe he's weird or whatever, and then, like, really try to demonize Wiz Khalifa, like, just because he work out in it. Like, it's stuff like that that's so little that social media is so big.
Yeah, not that deep.
But it's so big. Social media is so big that it can like it create ability, another another following. Like, oh no, forget Wiz Khalifa. He work out in his box. Like, it's madness.
Right.
It's madness.
Exactly. People with all the things going on in the world.
He works out
and
in
that's
his box.
What we're worried about.
Come right. on now.
But like, come if you really now. True to yourself and you know who you are, you shouldn't even worry
nah,
too
none
much.
Of that
like,
stuff
you
should
know what I mean?
You off your square for
like,
real.
Your head should be held high, chest out, and you should be good. I feel like at the end of the day. So, you know, some people, I guess that's fraudulent too. If you worried about what, you know what I mean, somebody's saying.
Real talk. But, Maddie, what's your story about this?
All right. So, a little change of pace. My story was about a fundraising event that the women's volleyball team held this past weekend. It was a wine and art event, so it was endless amounts of wine from Wine and Broadway while being instructed and like guided through a painting process. This is a super popular thing nowadays in the sense of, you know, wine and canvas or cocktails and painting, or like you see it at these little shops just trying to promote their shop. But it was a good fundraiser event for the women's volleyball team. I'm a part of the women's volleyball team, so it was a really, we had a really, really great turnout and got a lot of alumni involved, got a lot of local Quincy people involved as well, and we had a really good response from everybody. And they said definitely they're going to make it a lot bigger next year because they're getting more people to come. We had a fantastic turnout this year, like 40 to 50 people came, but everyone was raving about it. So I'm sure next year it'll be even better. Cool. So yeah. So
what did you guys paint?
So everyone, that was kind of the beauty of it. And I guess that's the beauty of art. But everyone took a different creative approach. The idea painting was like this flower field and all these beautiful different flowers, different colors. And there's pictures online on our QUmedia.net. You can find the Wine and Art event story. Where you can find the pictures of different takes on the flower field. So, but I mean, some people went rogue too and kind of just painted what they wanted to paint, which was totally fine. The instructor was just kind of a guide if you didn't know what you wanted to do. So it turned out really great though. I mean, even our athletic director, Josh Raby, was there and he painted like a baseball diamond.
Of
so,
course he did.
Yeah, exactly. So some people went a little rogue.
That's what's up. I wish I went. I like painting.
It was a lot of fun, and it was a really great atmosphere. So
it's cool, different type of fundraising event. I mean, each team does different things, whether it's something like that, a night of, like, doing something, or whether that's, you know, fundraising through raffles or, like, phone-a-thons or selling food. There's so many different options, and you know, each team does need fundraising to support their activity throughout the year, and it's just kind of cool to see what each team comes up with and how they can best be supported.
Amen. Eric, what was your story about this week?
My story was about May Wright. May Wright's a couple blocks over. It's like an old-fashioned restaurant that sells like a special type of sandwich, like loose meat. It's really good. It's real old school, like I was saying.
I'm sorry for cutting you off. What's a loose meat sandwich?
My fault. It's like hamburger, but broken all up. You feel me?
Okay, so like ground beef type.
Yeah, like a sloppy Joe and no sauce.
Okay.
Like one of them. So it's different. They got like a lot of different stuff though, like corn dogs, tater tots, fries, all that other stuff that goes with it. I would compare it to, like, I want to say like a Rally's, but like an old school version. Like a
Rally's. Do y'all have Denny's? Has anybody heard of Denny's?
Yeah, we know Denny's.
Is it like Denny's kind?
No, Denny's is more like an IHOP in my opinion. Okay. That's what I related to. But you got to go and check it out.
Kind of like Steak and Shake.
Yeah, Steak and Shake. They wear them hats and stuff like that. They don't even take card. They only take cash.
Right.
It's really good, though. A nice place, you know what I mean? You can go have a good little lunch.
That's for sure.
Enjoy the rest of your day. They got some good shakes. So it's really like Steak and Shake.
Would you say it's better than Steak and Shake?
I don't want to say that on air. You know what I mean? It's pretty good.
That's what's up. Chloe, what about your story this week?
I didn't actually do a story since I'm producing and editing a lot of the time, but I did kind of look through all the events coming up through Easter. This is Holy Week for Catholics, and I'm involved with campus ministry a lot, working for them. So they've just got a lot of things going on this week. Last night they had a Passover meal, which was pretty cool. That's something I'd never seen before. Lots of different little elements of food, different types of Jewish food that is celebrated. And today there's like mass with a foot washing ceremony. Tomorrow another mass. There's a movie outdoors. If the weather is warm enough, hopefully it will be all right. And then, of course, over the weekend, more church services and just ways to get involved. But yeah, definitely I'd say this is the biggest week for many Christians over the world, but also at QU. So yeah, it's been cool to be involved and to learn some other stuff that I hadn't really known about before. But yeah, that's about it. But yeah, it's been interesting.
It should be an exciting time. But that is all the stories that we have for this week. We hope you all have a great week in this, what is it, the second week of April? Yep,
yeah, it's going so fast.
It's too fast. But for Michael Wheeler, Maddie Norris, Eric Stafford, and Chloe Knott, this is the QU Media Podcast Network. You can find us on social media and online at QUTV or QUmedia.net.